We all know the power of defining our ideal customers, right? For years, the mantra in marketing and sales has been to meticulously craft buyer personas, semi-fictional representations of our perfect clients. We detail their demographics, psychographics, pain points, and aspirations to tailor our messaging and optimize our efforts. But what about the ones who simply aren't a fit? The individuals or companies that, despite initial appearances, will never truly become valuable customers. This brings us to a counterintuitive yet incredibly powerful concept, the non-target buyer persona. Also known as an exclusionary persona, it's a detailed profile of the types of customers you don't want to target. Think of it as your strategic shield, designed to identify and politely steer away individuals who are a poor fit, high cost to acquire, or unlikely to generate long-term value for your business. While HubSpot empowers us to build detailed profiles of our dream clients, it's equally powerful in helping us recognize who to politely steer away from. But how does this translate into practical application within your HubSpot portal? And why would you dedicate precious time to defining someone you don't want to work with? In this exploration, we'll uncover the strategic value of non-target personas, delve into how to identify and define them, and provide practical implementation advice for leveraging them within HubSpot to supercharge your sales and marketing efficiency. Get ready to discover the tangible benefits of this approach for your bottom line. The strategic imperative, beyond ideal, towards efficiency. Creating positive buyer personas is about attraction. Creating non-target ones is about strategic exclusion. This isn't about being exclusionary for its own sake, but rather about protecting your most valuable resources, time, money, and team morale. Understanding the hidden costs of chasing misfit leads is crucial. Resource drain. First, consider the resource drain. Think about the valuable sales team time spent on unqualified leads. According to HubSpot, only 25% marketing-generated leads are sales-ready. Imagine dedicating 75% of your sales efforts to leads that will never convert. This is precisely where non-target personas step in. Without them, your marketing budget can be inadvertently wasted on campaigns targeting irrelevant audiences, diluting your reach and impact. By drawing in irrelevant leads, you're wasting money and your team's time. Customer churn and dissatisfaction. Beyond immediate resource waste, there's the issue of customer churn and dissatisfaction. Acquiring customers who are a poor fit often leads to mismatched expectations, which can result in unhappy clients and inevitably high churn rates. For example, a high churn rate can significantly impact revenue. A widely cited statistic from the Harvard Business Review notes that acquiring a new customer can cost anywhere from 5 to 25 times more than retaining an existing one. You've already lost when you allocate resources to a bad fit due to mistargeting and inefficient persona data. The impact of churn isn't just about lost revenue, it's also about a damaged reputation. A Qualtrics study found that 80% of consumers have switched brands due to a poor customer experience, and unhappy customers are more likely to share their non-target experiences with others, making it more difficult to attract new, high-quality leads. Marketing focus and automation. A non-target persona is a clear guide for your team. It allows them to quickly disqualify leads that are a poor fit, such as students, competitors, or businesses that are too small or in the wrong industry. This ensures your marketing and sales efforts are spent only on high-potential prospects. Within your CRM, you can create personas that can be used to automate rules. You can automatically segment these contacts, prevent them from receiving sales-focused emails, and ensure they don't inflate your pipeline metrics. This is a key step in aligning sales and marketing. Missed opportunities. Finally, focusing on the wrong leads leads to missed opportunities. Every minute your team spends on an unqualified prospect is not spent nurturing a truly promising one. According to Bain & Company, increasing customer retention rates by just 5% can boost profits by 25% to 95%. This misdirection can stifle growth and prevent your business from reaching its full potential. Non-target personas offer a proactive defense against wasted marketing spend on unqualified audiences. They minimize sales cycles for unlikely conversions, freeing your sales team to focus on genuinely interested prospects. Avoiding high-maintenance, low-value clients also reduces strain on customer support teams and fundamentally protects your brand reputation by preventing frustrating interactions with bad fits. Defining your anti-avatars. Who are you avoiding? To truly sharpen your focus, you need a clear guide for your team. This means creating profiles for those you want to avoid, your non-target buyer personas, also known as anti-avatars. Unlike positive personas for messaging and marketing, these are specifically for internal segmentation and strategic exclusion. Within your HubSpot portal, these personas ensure your team can quickly disqualify leads that are a poor fit, such as students, competitors, or businesses that are too small or in the wrong industry. Examples of non-target personas. Here are three examples of non-target buyer persona profiles you could create in HubSpot to weed out unnecessary leads. 1. Irrelevant. Ian description. Ian is a contact who engages with our marketing content but has no near-term potential to become a customer. He is typically a student, job seeker, or a very junior employee with no purchasing authority, using our resources for academic or personal development purposes. Internal notes. This is a non-target persona. Use this to segment contacts who are not commercial prospects. Contacts matching this persona should be excluded from sales-oriented workflows, lead scoring, and MQL reporting. This keeps our pipeline clean and focuses our resources on genuine revenue opportunities, aligning with our no-nonsense approach to sustainable growth. Roles: student, apprentice, intern, job seeker goals. To get a good grade on a marketing assignment or research paper. To learn about inbound marketing for personal career development. To find an entry-level job or internship in the marketing field. Challenges: lacks a budget for marketing services. Has no authority to make purchasing decisions for a business. Needs free educational resources and templates for school or self-study, not a strategic business partnership. Demographics: age 18 to 24, income range $25,000. Education: currently enrolled in or recently graduated from a university or college program, often in business or marketing. Location: global, not concentrated in our core target markets of North America, Europe, and Asia. Details: Ian is a third-year university student majoring in business administration. He needs to develop a theoretical inbound marketing plan for his semester project. He finds our blog articles and ebooks through a Google search and is impressed with the quality of the content. He downloads several of our guides to use as sources for his project. While he is an active consumer of our content, he is not a potential client and has no commercial intent. He represents the audience we educate but do not sell to. 2. Sally supplier description. Sally is a contact who engages with your marketing materials or outreach with the intent to sell her own products or services to your company. She consumes your team's time by feigning interest in your product to get a meeting, diverting resources away from genuine prospects. Internal notes. This is a non-target persona. Use this to segment contacts who are vendors or competitors. Contacts matching this persona should be excluded from sales-oriented workflows, lead scoring, and MQL reporting. This ensures your sales team focuses on genuine revenue opportunities and not on unsolicited sales pitches. Roles: vendor salesperson, business development representative goals. To get an internal meeting with your company's purchasing or partnership teams. To learn about your company's needs and challenges to pitch her own solution. To gain insights into your sales process or technology stack for competitive intelligence. Challenges: has no commercial intent to purchase your product. Consumes valuable sales team time and resources. Misrepresents her reason for contact, creating a misleading pipeline. Demographics. Company size varies, but often a similar sized company or competitor. Role: sales, business development, partnerships. Location: often within your core target markets, making it difficult to identify without deeper qualification. Details. Sally is a sales representative for a company that offers a complimentary service to yours. She fills out a request a demo form on your website. When your sales rep follows up, she asks detailed questions about your product's features, pricing, and how it integrates with other tools. After a 30-minute discovery call, it becomes clear that her interest was not in buying, but in exploring a potential partnership that would involve her selling her product to your customer base. Your rep has just spent valuable time on a non-prospect. 3. Budget breaker Bob. Description: Bob is a small business owner or a project manager from a smaller company who has a genuine need for a solution similar to yours, but his budget is well below your minimum pricing. He also requires a level of customization and support that your standard, scalable offering doesn't include, making him unprofitable to serve. Internal notes. This is a non-target persona. Use this to segment contacts who cannot afford your services or whose needs are too specialized and resource-intensive to be profitable. Exclude these contacts from workflows and reporting that measure pipeline health. Roles: small business owner, startup, founder, project manager at a small company. Goals: to find a low-cost or free solution to a complex business problem. To get a highly customized solution for a very specific niche need. To negotiate a price far below your published rates. Challenges: his budget is a fraction of your product's actual cost. His technical requirements would necessitate significant, non-standard development work. He is likely to become a high-maintenance customer who is unprofitable to support. Demographics: company size, typically a small business, 1 to 10 employees, or a lean startup. Income range: limited startup capital or a very small operational budget. Location: often global, as he is looking for the best deal regardless of location. Details: Bob is a startup founder who genuinely needs a digital marketing solution. He finds your website and is impressed with your case studies. He schedules a consultation, but during the call, he reveals his budget is only $200 a month, well below your minimum price point of $1,000. He also needs a very specific custom integration that would require dozens of development hours. Chasing Bob would mean spending disproportionate sales and engineering time on a prospect that will never generate a profitable return. HubSpot in action: implementing non-target personas for efficiency. Where do you find the data to define these personas? Your own internal data is a goldmine. Start with CRM data analysis, mainly your closed lost reasons in HubSpot. Analyze churned customers. Why did they leave? Were they a bad fit from the start? Look at long sales cycles that ultimately resulted in no conversion. Your sales team's insights are invaluable. They have direct feedback on problematic leads, common objections, and consistent disqualifiers. Maybe it's your marketing. Marketing performance data can reveal high bounce rates on specific content from certain segments or consistently low conversion rates from particular lead sources. Finally, customer service data can help identify customers who frequently demand disproportionate support for issues that aren't typical for your ideal clients. Defining your non-target buyer personas is only the first step. The real magic happens when you implement them strategically within HubSpot. This is where you transform insights into actionable efficiencies across your marketing and sales funnels. Non-target personas for messaging and marketing strategy. Let's start with non-target personas for messaging and content strategy and marketing. One of the most impactful applications is targeted exclusion in campaigns. HubSpot's robust list segmentation allows you to easily exclude non-target personas from email campaigns. For example, if you've identified irrelevant Ian, you can ensure your high-value product emails aren't reaching him, preventing unnecessary engagement and nurturing efforts. This extends to avoiding ad spend on non-target audiences in HubSpot ads. Businesses save an average of 10 to 20% on ad spend by effectively targeting and excluding irrelevant audiences, meaning more bang for your buck on paid campaigns. Content strategy. Your content strategy also benefits immensely. Are you unintentionally attracting the wrong audience with your content? How can you rephrase or reframe to repel them? You can refine content topics to explicitly deter non-ideal customers. This involves using clearer qualifying language in lead magnets and landing pages, subtly communicating who the offer isn't for. Furthermore, HubSpot's website personalization features, like smart content, can be leveraged to show different messages to known non-target personas, perhaps directing Sally Supplier to a partnerships page instead of a sales demo request, or guiding a casual researcher to a resources page rather than a direct sales pitch. Non-target personas for CRM and sales processes. Moving into the realm of sales, non-target personas for CRM and sales processes can dramatically improve your team's effectiveness. One crucial application is streamlining lead scoring. You can adjust your HubSpot lead scoring model to deduct points for characteristics associated with non-target personas. For example, if a form submission indicates a budget below your minimum threshold, you can automatically reduce their lead score, signaling to sales that this lead, budget breaker Bob, is unlikely to convert. You can even set up automation to automatically disqualify leads below a specific score. Sales team qualification becomes much sharper. They can optimize their outreach by training sales teams to quickly identify and disqualify non-target personas based on defined criteria. HubSpot's deal stages can move disqualified leads to a closed, lost, bad fit category, providing valuable data for future analysis. The result? Sales teams that use non-target personas can reduce their sales cycle by up to 15 to 20% by focusing on qualified leads, leading to faster conversions and higher revenue. Automation and workflows. Finally, automation and workflows within HubSpot can be powerful allies. You can build HubSpot workflows to automatically enroll non-target personas into a nurture for future or resource-only track, rather than immediate sales outreach. Imagine an automated email redirecting Sally Supplier to a vendor application form instead of a sales demo request, saving a sales rep valuable time. You can also set up internal notifications for sales reps when a potential non-target persona is identified early in the process. Measuring the impact. The ROI of exclusion. Implementing non-target buyer personas isn't just about feeling more organized, but driving measurable results. By strategically excluding the wrong fits, you inherently optimize for the right ones. There are several key metrics to track to assess the impact of your non-target persona strategy. Sales cycle length. Has the average sales cycle for your qualified leads decreased? When sales teams spend less time on dead ends, the time to close for promising leads naturally shortens. Conversion rates. Are your marketing qualified lead to sales qualified lead S equal to customer conversion rates improving? A tighter focus on genuinely suitable prospects should lead to more leads moving through each stage successfully. Companies with well-defined buyer personas generate 124% more leads and 100% more revenue than those without. And incorporating non-target personas further refines this efficiency. Customer acquisition cost, CAC, is the cost of acquiring a truly valuable customer going down. By not wasting resources on unqualified leads, your marketing and sales spend becomes more efficient per acquired customer. Sales productivity. Are your sales reps spending less time on dead ends and engaging more with high potential prospects? This directly impacts their effectiveness and morale. Churn rate. Is customer churn decreasing due to a better initial fit? Acquiring customers who align with your product or service leads to higher satisfaction and retention. The real-world gains are tangible. You'll see improved sales efficiency as your sales team spend more time on promising leads. Your marketing spend will be optimized, with less money wasted on irrelevant audiences. You'll achieve higher customer satisfaction through better aligning client needs with your offerings, and ultimately, enhance team morale as your teams experience less frustration from dealing with difficult or unqualified prospects. The power of precision in your growth strategy. In the intricate dance of modern business development, understanding who not to target is as crucially important as knowing precisely who to target. The strategic advantage of proactive exclusion cannot be overstated. By defining and leveraging non-target buyer personas, you equip your marketing and sales teams with a powerful filter, allowing them to focus their energy, resources, and creativity where they will yield the greatest return. HubSpot provides the robust tools and flexibility necessary to effectively create, manage, and leverage both positive and non-target buyer personas. It transforms these theoretical insights into actionable improvements within your CRM and marketing automation, making your efforts more precise and impactful. At Aspiration Marketing, we believe that precision in your marketing and sales efforts is paramount for sustainable growth. Implementing non-target buyer personas is a critical step in refining your strategy, ensuring your resources are directed towards the most valuable opportunities, and ultimately driving more meaningful conversions for your business. Ready to optimize your HubSpot strategy by identifying your ideal and non-ideal customers? Explore how a refined persona strategy can transform your business development efforts and set your business on a path toward more efficient, profitable growth.